Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy Front Line. Emacs in his prime, Cure and can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street.
And welcome back once again to none other than Al Porter, man in the streets. Music, activism, news. That's music, activism, and news. My thing is, welcome everybody to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 10, Verse 29. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for music, activism, and news. For those listening to Lake City Music on blogtalkradio.com, we thank you, but you can feel free to call in to 646-478-0944 like the, all right, 970 area code with a 903, the 216-400, and the 216-804. So I'll get to you all shortly, but I want to let you all know that if you have any music or any commercials or something you'd like to send, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Disclaimers, I have three of them. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. If you change your mind, you can always press 1 if you haven't, or you can just hang up and call right back. I would like to let people know that Common Sense Radio airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. YouTube pages for music is Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. The Twitter page is Alfred Porter Jr. numeral 1, that's Alfred Porter Jr. 1, or the Twitter handle of Hip Hop Workshop 2, that's Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2. Also, Man in the Street 13, that's Man in the Street numeral 13. I also want to let people know Instagram is JRALFRED Porter. Facebook page of Joseph Motley Jr. period with music on it. Facebook Kent and Angelica, or you can Facebook HH Workshop Records. the Facebook page of I Am a Superwoman Radio. She wanted to let everybody know that she says she's praying for people, and she wanted to thank people who kept her in prayer as well. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. Again, the Facebook page of Sheriff Kilroy. Web is BlackOnBlackCleveland.com. You could definitely look up the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop radio show, which airs Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on VoiceOfRadio.com before the Queens Court at 6 p.m. Facebook is Black on Black Crime, Inc. Facebook, Alfred Porter Jr., period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. That's part of where, if you go on Blog Talk, Foul Porter Man in the Street, you can definitely upload, download this show once it airs around 11. If not, you can always check out Alfred Porter Jr. I will put the program on that page, Alfred Porter Jr., period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat, YouTube of Miss Commentary Cleveland, as well as www.templabor.org. Now, if you're looking for music coming out of the city, you can look up the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records. YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland. Now, before I do anything else, if I don't do this, I won't get to it. Then everybody will get mad at me, and I don't blame you one bit. You have a right to get mad at me, but I think I need to at least give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in our area. I am going to go to my phone callers, and so we'll make this as quick and painless as possible. But this is like they just got attention for certain things that they did. Music, entertainment, combination thereof. Number 10, CUMR Volume 6. They are already putting together something. It's the 75-man cipher videotape for CUMR Magazine, debuting Sunday, July 25th, 2021 at Captive 8, the Captive 8 at 850 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio. For more information, go to Hood Famous TV or the Cleveland Underground Music Radar. Tickets, anybody want tickets, you can text the 216-804-7462. $10 tickets, but it's $15 at the door. That's number 10. Number 9, debuting this coming Wednesday, 3:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, the East Cleveland Democratic War Club meeting in East Cleveland Public Library Conference Room. They say anybody has anything to say, the mic will be open for you, as well as the fact that they will make certain and make sure that they have plenty of food for everybody. Number 8, debuting Facebook, it was the town hall meeting. BWE Entertainment had that the last Saturday. Number 7, Facebook, Taste of My Movement presents R the Czar Live at the Winchester the past Wednesday. Number 6, move it up. Facebook, Cleveland Monday Night Raw. That's tonight, as a matter of fact. Number 5, moving up. On Facebook, it was the Nefarious Music Fest and Summit. The NMFS, they changed the venue to We Got It Ron's, the We Got It Shop just yesterday. Excellent. Number 4, moving up. Facebook, Desiree Graduation Party, where they had a luau and parma with, of course, barbecue, ribs, burgers, dogs, pasta, salad, beverage, meatballs, pool for swimming. Played music from Commander-in-Chief Sheriff Kilroy, as well as Father's Lives Matter. Suave Gotti was on hand. He performed. Number 3 debuting, L7 Exotic Cuisine, Warren Lorraine, West 127th. That's 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. It's on Thursdays, but last Thursday with DJ Jack the Ripper, honored. The Man in the Street, the whole movement, Al Porter, Sheriff Kilroy brought the Happy Feet Dancer with him, Indica Spitz, Summer Azul, Aquila, and more. A lot of legends were in the house. Number 2, debuting, the candidate forum that was at the Lee Harvard Community Center. The candidate forum last Saturday at the Lee Harvard Community Center you had so many different candidates and number one debuting. What else? The biggest thing that happened when Busta Rhymes was at the Rock Hall, free interview, all of that. Before I get to salutations and all of that, since I have the phone callers, I know what to do. We'll take the ones that are in our area in a little while, but I want to get to the 970 area code with the 903, and then I'll follow that up with the 317 area code with the 654. But 970 area code, 903, how are you doing out there?
I'm good. What's up with you, Cheryl?
Man, I'm doing phenomenal. Please let everybody know who you are, brother.
I go by Grip the Body Rocker.
Man, it's an honor to talk to you. And first of all, let's get something out the way, because for years I have to find out what caused you to pick that name. Let's start there.
That shit, when I came back home from nap, and, you know, which is Cleveland, you dig what I'm talking about, and end up going to the club, find a bar, you know, and family and friends, they start calling me Big Money Grip, so I was like, okay, let me go ahead and mess with the music, see what I could do with the music now. And I got in the studio, and the engineer in the studio, he was like, man, you need an acronym. Your music, man, it just got that feeling, man, you should be Grip the Body Rocker, a.k.a. the Body Rocker. So I rocked the a.k.a. for a minute, then I took the a.k.a. off and just rocked Grip the Body Rocker. So that's where that came from.
Man, that answered a good question. And another thing I would like to know is, can you explain to people what's your style of music?
Man, I'm gonna be honest. I don't really have a style, man. I'm versatile with it. You know, I wouldn't say it ain't all trap. It's a storyline. You know, but I have fun with it.
I hear you. And with that being said, being versatile, what causes you to want to be versatile?
I guess you could say the change of times, you know what I'm saying? The way the music is changing. You can't be basically stuck on the same path that you was before, because, you know, time is changing, money changing, the music changing, clothes changing, so you got to stay updated, you know what I'm saying?
I feel you on that. So do you feel being able to change, and you gave a lot of excellent examples, because there's some artists that don't get too far because they're unwilling to or unable to change. But with that being said, what causes you to be versatile? What causes you to be able to at least change up?
Man, I'm going to tell you the truth, man. Just talking to close ones, and, you know, my brothers, you know, he basically a brother, you know, from another mother, just chopping it up with him. And, you know, he always give me some good advice on the music and be like, you know, they be saying this right here, your story is cold, but it's the way that you deliver it that you got to go ahead and where you can go ahead and slide in with what these youngsters is talking about. So I was like, okay, I could feel that. And I still ain't got to step out of my own lane, though.
Man.
So, I mean, that's where a lot of motivation come from, man, just listening to what's the words I'm looking for? Honest criticism, you know what I'm saying?
Man, you know something? I'm glad you said that, because I was having an excellent, I will say, conversation with Daymate. And the thing is, a lot of us can't handle honest criticism, which is like, to me, that's, I would say, hold on a second. I have to give an infamous shout out to Kathy Ray Coleman.
That's...
Did you call my personal phone line while I'm live on the air? Ah, Kathy
yes,
Ray Coleman, ClevelandUrbanNews.com. You get an infamous shout-out for that. Now, back to the conversation I'm having with you. Honest criticism. It seems like there are a lot of suckers or a lot of cowards or a lot of people that can't handle or don't want honest criticism. Tell me about what helps you be above the suckers, lames, and other people to be able to accept and want honest criticism, because there are a lot of people who don't want it because they can't handle it.
Man, it all comes with humility, being humble, and basically, you know, your ego. You know, a lot of people, they didn't develop such an image to, you know, in this game, whatever it may be, the way they live, and therefore somebody rub their elbow the wrong way and say the wrong thing that they don't like, you know what I'm saying? Then they take that to heart, they get sensitive with it, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you can't teach nobody that. You know what I'm saying? It got to be learned and earned.
Mm. Learned and earned. Man, it's an honor to have you on the program. It really is. So,
it's an honor
what
to be
are
here,
some...
OG.
Hey, no problem, brother. For real, I just want to know from you, what are some of the projects that people can look for, find you on social media, hear your music, talk to us?
Man, all right, well, for one, they could come and listen to your station because you got my music too. For two, they could look me up at The Real Grip. That's DA_REALGRIP, Grip the Body Rocker. I'm everywhere, you know what I'm saying, on all the music platforms, social media as well. You just Google me, Grip the Body Rocker, and they give you the whole list everywhere I could be found. My website is www.gripdbr.com. That's it. Real simple. Get you right there. Connect you to all my links as well. Projects that I got that I'm working on right now. I just released 3 singles. One is They Say I'm Back, and that's produced by O'Reilly. That was released on my birthday, June 30th.
Yes,
then I got another one now that was released, I believe it was like July 19th. No, June 19th, my bad. Like June 19th for that one. And then my club banger, Throw It Back, which is produced by Juice Beats. That one there is, it was released July 4th.
Wow.
I swear you should give them a sample of it, man.
Yeah, I need to pull those up and out. And also,
okay,
you're graduating because I will look to pull those up and out for voiceatradio.com as well. So I should start my promotions. Now I've worked you into rotation, so now I can start the promotion so that people can know to listen to out for your music on voiceitradio.com. So with that being said, talk about the difference between like where you reside and the area of the 216, 44,
and
all that.
Man. I'm going to tell you like this, the difference. The difference is not too much, actually, man. It's just hot, just real hot and humid. You dig?
Through
the day, all through the night. people show me here love. You know, I've been hooked up with some great people here since I've been here these couple months. You know what I'm saying? And they showing me love. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting my feet now, 10 toes in the mud with them, because, you know, that's how they did their thing. That's why
right.
They got their name. Big shout out to Shice House Records, you feel me? And my OG,
yeah.
Mr. Yak, he one of my producers down here. He the one hooked me up with him. I mean, it's been cool, man. It's real laid back and player. Ain't no hating. Back home, let me see. I love the land. I love the red brick roads out there, bro. I mean, it ain't it ain't too much different, man. You know what I'm saying?
Here.
I mean, the only thing different is ain't no deserts nowhere. You can't run up on the desert.
That is true. That is so true. So, man, I appreciate talking to you. May a lot of people hit up that www.gripdbr.com and look for you all on social media, Grip the Body Rocker. I want to say I appreciate you calling in, letting us know what's going on. And now, within the next 2 weeks, we'll start re-spinning and spinning your music on a lot of our different platforms. And I appreciate
you. I appreciate it. That's real talk. Can I give a big shout out to my OGs who turned this on to make this happen?
Do that.
Much love, Chuck Conway Jr., R. McCoy. My OGs for life. They've been knowing me since I was a whippersnapper. You did. Hey, and take note, you ain't stable if you ain't got a stable. Real game. Much love, A.
May. Much love to you likewise, and thank you for dropping those jewels. We appreciate you, and we look forward to pushing your name through the movement. Thanks, man.
All right, Mo. You already know.
Well, we already know. Man, I'm pumped. I want to keep this feeling going before I have to drop some of the salutations or the sad news. So I'm going to go with the area code of the 317 with the 654. 317 area code 654. How you doing out there?
I'm doing all right. And you, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you okay. What's going on, family?
Man, Slow Mo, listen to your interview, Grip, man. You know, he's been doing it a long time, man. It's time for him to get his just desserts. You know what I'm saying? He's got a real catalog. He's not lazy about it. He make music in his sleep. You know, he got a difference. You know, he's real universal. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
You know what I mean? He hits every edge of the chart or whatnot. You know what I'm saying? He does the party music, does the street music, does the storytelling. I mean, and to add to that, you know what I'm saying, the beats and stuff, you know what I mean? They don't do nothing but compliment him, you know what I'm saying? So it's like if people not hit to him or whatnot, they need to go earlier in his catalog or whatnot to the ones that was getting the orders or whatnot up to now. You know what I'm saying?
You're dropping a lot of knowledge. You're dropping a lot of knowledge. Who am I talking to?
My name's King, man, KXNG, but y'all can find me on Instagram as El Pollo Loco.
All right, continue to dropping the knowledge, though, about, of course, Grip DBR. Please continue dropping that knowledge.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm seeing this come up, and, you know, it's time. It's just time, you know what I'm saying? The best music that we hear, it's not on the radio. A lot of people don't understand that or whatnot. The machine has pretty much dictated what goes in and out over the airways. So you remember back in the day, we had something for everybody. You had the party music. You had the political music or whatnot that was telling you what was going on in the streets and whatnot. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now hip-hop is now so feminized and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? As far as these men and whatnot. And I mean, I'll get into the politics of it. I don't know if you really want me to go there with that. But that being said, man, you know, this is time, man.
You know something? I appreciate you saying everything that you just said.
We on the Midwest. My fault. I didn't mean to catch you up.
No, I'm going to give you time, if you want to talk about the politics and music, because you on a roll.
Yeah, man. Well, you understand, man. I mean, powers to be, you know what I'm saying, of the feminists, of the LGBTQs and all of that, they pretty much controlling the industry right now. And the best music that you hear is underground. I can put any underground artist against a mainstream now, it'll probably have like 10 times as better music. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And if I went old school, you know what I mean? When I ain't old school, just as far as the best rapper in the world, right? You know who I think the best rapper in the world is right now?
I'm ready.
I'm like, he's on the, everybody will go with Nas and Rakim and all them, man. They need to get K. Reno his props, man. Hands down.
Shout
Hands
out.
Down. They need to get his props, man. This dude raps circles around every rapper out here alive. He touched every subject matter. He's, you know what I'm saying? He don't even cuss half the time.
Right.
So, I'm just saying, I'm from that town, but I'm hip hop for real. You know what I'm saying? And Grip,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Grip is on his, you know, he's on his way, man. It's time. It's just time to get away, get back to good music again. Get back from the guys that, you know, it's time to turn your biggest haters into your biggest fans. There's a lot of people, they just sit up and they go about, it's my boy, but he's better than him, he's better than him. But if y'all really know what hip-hop is, like that, you know what I'm saying? It's a culture, it's a lifestyle, you know what I'm saying? It's,
yeah.
It's not what y'all perceiving it on these screens or whatnot. Y'all taking out of context, and a lot of these dudes out here, they going to mess up a bag because, you know what I mean, they trying to prove stuff to people that don't matter in some way. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Does that make sense? Your fans are the ones that get to where you need to be, but once you get there, give back. You know what I mean? Bring your man up. That's the difference between the Midwest and down south, where not they stick together way stronger than the Midwest does. If the Midwest stuck together like they do down south, man, we be juggernauts out here. We would be juggernauts.
Yes.
It's a big world. There's enough money out there for everything. But now's the point, man. It's time to start raising these kids, helping these kids out, man, getting their minds right, even giving them messages again. And you know, regular radio's not doing anymore. Most everybody listens to internet radio anyway now. You know what
That's
I'm saying?
True.
For the most part. So, and it's sad where we've gone. You know, they took all the fathers out the houses.
Mm-hmm.
They expect a woman to do a man's job. So these boys is coming up. They sissified. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, they want to go shoot and kill somebody every time somebody hurt their feelings. It won't commit suicide because somebody hurt their feelings. But if they was raised by men, it wouldn't be like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So what's the difference? You know what I mean? They knew deliberately what they was doing, man. If you get a chance, check out a book called Brainwashed. That's all I'm going to say about that. But, man, like I said, Grip, man. Grip, he's the truth, man. He's the truth. All he needs is enough people to give him a chance to do what he can do, and he does a great show. He does a real good show. The energy is good. You feel, you know, that's what you like on an artist. When you walk in the building, you can just feel the vibe. You know what I mean? He's got that it factor. You know, every artist you heard come out, they had a certain it factor. Jeezy had an it factor. You know why? Because his voice. You never heard nobody voice carried like that in an authoritative manner. That's how Grips is. It's authoritative. He comes off his own way, but it's authoritative. You got certain artists that stood out here that can command the crowd as well on the radio. You know what I mean? He's got songs you can bump in the club. You can ride down the street with your trunk knocking. You know what I'm saying? He's going to tell you something. You know what I mean? So I can't make it up. I'm just keeping it 110, man.
I appreciate that. Big shout-out, of course. K. Reno, you brought up that name, South Park Coalition, all that.
Yeah,
and,
man.
Again.
That's where it started. Yeah.
Man.
Listen, man, the dude got over, like, 50 albums, man.
That's true.
I put him against Rakim. I put him against Nas. I put him against KRS-One. I put him against, Waiting to Break You Off, Roots Nip.
Wow.
Black Thought and them, I'll put him against all of them, man. Point blank.
I think one of the most, I'll say, underwritten and overlooked artists. I'm glad you brought that name out. And before you take your leave, who are you once again?
My name's King, man, KXNG. I used to be an artist, man, but I'm kind of looking at writing for folks. Because,
okay.
That's kind of the route I really want to go, to ghostwriting. You know what I mean? I used to want to be out there with it, but my pen is cold. You know what I mean? And you can find me on Instagram also at El Pollo Loco, like the movie State Property.
Yeah.
Ever seen that? Yeah, I got a shot at Pollo, man. You have to find me.
Hey.
EL_Pollo_Loco.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you for calling in and adding that validity that was necessary. Don't be a stranger, and may they definitely look
man.
You up. You're going to be an excellent ghostwriter for some artists, so I can see you getting paid for that, definitely. Thank you for bringing that authenticity to history.
And I just want to add this, man. Like, I do the streets. If I was in New York, I can do the punchlines. I can do all of that, and it sounds good. You know what I mean? But you gotta have somebody that can connect with their fan base. That's what Grip the Body Rock can do.
Hey, I appreciate that. I will talk to you soon, just appreciate it. Look forward to it. And we're going to put this stuff in the universe. My man, Grip the Body Rocker, that'll be on us to also help get that name and keep that name out there around us, because he's been doing phenomenal things. So we will watch it go to the next level. So it has been said, so let it be decreed. I'm going to at least take this time, play this track. We'll be right back. But I think since we were talking about it and it makes sense, I have to at least say I'm going to go back with King Eric Magnus and play this particular track and be right back.
Last of the finest, bred to be a monster. Man of respect, something like a mobster. Break you off proper, serve you with no pity. I cut my teeth on hard times, that's why the G is in me. Surrounded by envy, but you don't wanna test this. I got no issue putting a hole where your chest is. I'm cut from a different thing, you d***s all copycat. I'm unknown, but I'm known worldwide. Copy that, independent grinding, doing what I gotta do. Y'all some label prostitutes, watch them squeeze it out of you. Run this game about to do, that's been waiting for a handout. And when the big pinata break, you better not have your hand out. I need you to stand out, fitting in. I'm a street king, this hood, I was bone in. Like Brother Lynch, I'm sick made, you knew it. And I'm made, the realest ever did, it's been hard. Since the sixth grade, you follow trends, I change it up. I study moves, then I bang it up. I'm what the game was, what the game is. You garbage man rappers, y'all on some lame shit. Who you came with? Now all stand down. Street cred 100, it's gonna be man down. And we don't lame around, real than any shit. Got them hands for you, one hit a quitter, man. Out here it's cutthroat. Talk loud, that's a fair note. Rappers hang from a tight rope, I'ma make that choke. You on the work time to see the Sandman. You don't want no drama, bruh. Not a wound, I'm a bad man.
No matter what they tell y'all, a classic is never outdated. It's your boy, SK. Every lunatic nightmare. That's how we do it. OG's gon' ride. Fans is gon' die.
And, of course, welcome back once again to none other than Al Porter, man,
in the Streets. That's Al Porter, Man in the Streets. I appreciate you all for tuning in. And as I look at everything on my list, I might as well get a couple of things out of the way. I need to get a couple of things out of the way that Marcel Theo Hall, April 8th, 1964 to July 16th, 2021, known professionally as Biz Markie, was an American rapper, singer, songwriter, DJ, and record producer. Markie was best known for the 1989 single, Just a Friend, which became a top 40 hit in several countries. In 2008, Just a Friend made number 100 on VHS list of the 100 greatest hip-hop songs of all time. Markie was something that was sometimes referred to as the clown prince of hip-hop. You know, we lost a great one. He was born in Manhattan in the neighborhood of Harlem, raised on Long Island, began his career in New York City, nightclubs, and later gained regional recognition by performing at colleges in Washington, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, and Pennsylvania. Regarding the origin of his stage name, Biz Markie said, "Biz comes from the first hip-hop tape I heard. It was 77, 78 from the L Brothers. Grand Wizard Theodore was the DJ, and the rappers was Kevin Kev, Master Rob, and Busy B. Starsky. I love Busy B. Busy B just stuck with me. My name used to be Busy B. Markie, and after a while, I put the Biz with the Markie. My nickname in my neighborhood was Markie." And so, you know, that's when the brother Biz Markie hit out. He was definitely, I believe, interviewed in the 1986 cult documentary, Big Fun in the Big Town. He released his debut album, Going Off, in 1988, it attracted a fair amount of attention, largely due to the lead single, Make the Music with Your Mouth, Biz. The album also featured the underground hit singles, Nobody Beats the Biz, Vapors, and Pickin' Boogers. And Biz also appeared briefly in the music video for Rob Bass' single, It Takes Two. In 1989, Biz Markie's second album, the studio album called The Biz Never Sleeps, was released on Cold Chillin' Warner Brothers Records, and it was produced by Biz Markie, his cousin Kool V, and Paul C. The single Just a Friend had it like rap and singing, and it became Markie's most successful single, reaching number 9 on the Billboard charts. It was real nice. The song, I think it was like You Got What I Need by Freddie Scott. Hold on a second. Let's see this now. Okay. Vanessa's Fashion, did you just call me while I was live on the air doing my radio show? You get an infamous shout out for that. Now let's see. Where am I going back with this? It was ranked. Also, Just a Friend was ranked on VHS1's Greatest One-Hit Wonders. The top 100 is number 81. But he wasn't really a one-hit wonder because he was doing other songs like Vapors and all of that. Markie's third studio album, I Need a Haircut, was released on August 27th, 1991. And so he had a few different songs on that. He was doing well with a song called Alone Again until Gilbert O'Sullivan originally did Alone Again, sued, and Bismarck had to pay money for that. So there you go. As I go back to studio, I would like to at least stop and say I don't want to just leave off on that note. That's we lost a legend there, but recently something else happened that people probably needed to take a look at to go along with that. I think this news story just came out recently. It's very interesting because it came out, I believe, July 15th. Gun down. KTS Dre. That's his name. KTS Dre. A.K.A. Londra Sylvester was shot 64 times amid a string of Chicago shootings, including his brother and King Von. Rapper KTS Dre was shot dead in a brutal ambush outside a jail that may have been related to his gang affiliation amid a string of shootings across Chicago. The 31-year-old, whose real name is Londra Sylvester, was shot at least 64 times as he left a Chicago jail in a well-planned targeted attack that occurred approximately at 8:50 p.m. local time on Saturday. The rapper was taken to Mount Sinai Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. They identified KTS Dre as a member of the Lakeside faction of the Gangsters Disciples, one of the most notorious street gangs in America. And that's what the Chicago Sun-Times reported. His brother and fellow rapper KTS Von also died from gun violence in 2015. KTS Dre had Target tattooed on his neck. He had the phrase "kill to survive" tattooed on his neck as well as a Target symbol. The 31-year-old was struck in the face and chest and was taken to Mount Sinai Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. KTS Dre had completed his fitting for electronic monitoring before he walked to a vehicle. It got shot from two separate vehicles. Now, after the shooting, the suspects re-entered their vehicles and departed in different directions. It appears Sylvester was the intended target, while the women were inadvertently struck, it reported. And the suspects who shot KTS Dre got back into their cars and fled. They still haven't been caught. As a local attorney calls violence to kill KTS Dre destructive. Stephen D. Whitehall, wow, is that an understatement? But anyway, the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Illinois commented on the indictment of suspected leaders of KTS Dre's gang in January. These charges target national and state leaders of one of the most notorious street gangs in America, he said. The lawlessness these gangs bring to our cities is terribly destructive and oftentimes difficult to prosecute. And some wrote that KTS Dre's hit might be the most savage hit of the decade in Chicago, 64 times in the head by his mama's side right outside of the county. I can't even wrap my head around it. It is, it's just deep. It's a deep story in itself. As I move back to everything else, ooh-wee. Sometimes you read a story and you don't know what to make of certain things. I also want to take the time, since I'm talking to you, to let you know that at least Reverend Pittman, his homegoing is tomorrow at Mount Zion Congregation Church, 10 a.m. at University Circle, Magnolia Drive. That's what's going on. I probably need to at least take the time and tell people what else might be going on. I've got a chance to at least speak about the fact that August the 6th, Fish Fry, August 6th, Fish Fry, 1 to 6 p.m. at 15400 Kinsman Road, the House of Refuge Worship Center. Dinners are $10, and we deliver. That's what they say. They deliver. You can call 216-303-1615. And the reason you can get your fish dinner from the House of Refuge Worship Center is because on August the 7th, they have a youth community day from 1 to 5 p.m. at 15400 Kinsman Road, the House of Refuge Worship Center, with Elder Swanson, 216-323-3237. That's 216-323-3237. That's August the 7th, Community Youth Day, 1 to 5 p.m. at 15400 Kinsman Road. Get your youth there for that day. And that will follow before August the 6th date where they're having their fish fry from 1 to 6 p.m. 15400 Kinsman Road. So getting certain things out of the way. Who would have thought that Councilman Kenneth Johnson trial, which is expected to highlight questions of checks and balances at Cleveland City Hall, where federal prosecutors are expecting to build a criminal case against suspended Cleveland City Councilman Kenneth Johnson, with documents and bolster it with the words of his longtime allies. And Ken Johnson is currently running for Ward 4 City Council. If you're voting for a person to be a part of that and to take his place, the one that's on the ballot, Arnold Shearn, give him a look. And the write-in candidate, Dontez Taylor, give him a look. So we have two different ones that we're looking at, a write-in and somebody who made the ballot. Because Johnson, 75, goes on trial starting out today. They're in preparations for that. He's going before U.S. District Judge John Adams on 15 federal charges, including two counts of a conspiracy to commit theft from a federal program, aiding and assisting in the preparation of false tax returns, tampering with a witness, and falsifying records during a federal investigation. He will stand trial with his longtime aide, Garnell Jameson, who's accused of 11 charges, including conspiracy to commit theft from a federal program. The trial is expected to last about 2 weeks, and it will begin with 2 days of jury selection. And it will offer insight into the checks and balances of Cleveland City Hall. Many have questioned how basic reporting issues could have gone unchecked for so long. No wonder Mayor Frank G. Jackson is not running again. I'm just saying it's apparent to me. And as I look at that, that is just a 12-foot step ladder for our soapbox, just dealing with Ken Johnson, who they investigated him. The news reporters reported on him and others, and it's just insane. It's just insane that even when the Scene magazine and the Cleveland Plain Dealer reported about Ken Johnson being a crook a couple of years ago, alleged. Okay, So anyway, got that out the way. I can say even when he reported on the crook, he didn't step down and leave his seat. When they caught him for double dipping almost 4 years ago, he didn't say, you know, I'm going to step down and leave my seat. He said, a lot of others are doing it, so I can too. And so now his behind is paying for it. Way to go, Ken Johnson. Way to go. Here's something that's interesting. Corinne C. Stevenson, in the Democratic primary for East Cleveland mayor, she made it in the newspaper. And the editorial board of Cleveland.com, the Plain Dealer, said that in choosing among the five Democrats running to be the city's mayor, East Cleveland voters confront a range of factors. One stands out, the city's finances. So does another, the damaging political clashes between East Cleveland City Council and the city's mayor. A third is also pertinent. Whoever wins the September 14th Democratic primary likely will become mayor for the next 4 years since no Republican is running. With that being said, the five Democrats were incumbent mayor Brandon L. King, 53, who earned their endorsement from the Cleveland.com 4 years ago for his creativity and drive in seeking to repair the city's finances. He argues the good relationships he's forged with Governor Mike DeWine, Jobs Ohio, and Cuyahoga County Executive Armand Budish have already brought tangible benefits to East Cleveland. Counselor-at-Large Timothy R. Austin, age 52, a U.S. Army of multiple overseas deployments, who has served on city council since 2017 and cites his extensive managerial experience during his military career. Community activist Twan Billings, who did not supply candidate materials and was unable to attend the endorsement interview, citing illness. Ward 2 counselor and council vice president Juanita Gowdy, age 56, a small business owner, first elected to council 2 years ago, a 25-year resident of the city. She cites her outreach to the community through her East Cleveland Sunrise newspaper. The tragic drowning death of Gowdy's grandson prevented her from attending the regular endorsement meeting. She was interviewed separately. Ward 4 counselor and council president Corinne C. Stevenson, 67, a former Youngstown police officer and Cuyahoga County employee who has served on council since last year. Her county experience included working at the county jail, in criminals, justice services, and project management. She vowed that if elected, she will improve what she sees as subpar city services and mismanaged policing. The numbers demonstrate why East Cleveland is severely challenged financially. More than 37% of East Clevelanders live in poverty, well over the statewide average of 13.1% and above Cleveland's 32.7% poverty rate. Median household income in East Cleveland is a meager $20,743, nearly a third lower than the median in Cleveland. Little wonder that the city is in fiscal emergency. Its finances overseen by the state-appointed City of East Cleveland Financial Planning and Supervisory Commission, which is overseen by the state budget office. So they say that the commission's most recent 12-month report offers a grim assessment not just of East Cleveland's finances, but also of the constant political bickering that's impeding progress. The mayor and city council have had a number of disagreements which delayed the passage of the fiscal year 2021 permanent appropriations fund transfers and the financial recovery plan. The report found, while the city ended fiscal year 2020 with a positive general fund balance, the city's continued financial health is dependent on the resolution of its internal disagreements, local government, fund disbursements, and outstanding lawsuits against the city. It is not anticipated the city will be released from fiscal emergency in the near future. Those are some of the things that they're saying. Bottom line, East Cleveland will likely remain under state oversight for a long while, but that burden might be somewhat lighter if East Cleveland's elected leaders would stop the infighting. That's something that we talk about a lot, is stopping the infighting for the betterment. Another major concern, the oversight and accountability of the East Cleveland Police Department after recent incidents when police allegedly shook down residents and used excessive force, low pay levels have created an apparent staffing crisis with high police turnover. This too has financial repercussions. People won't stay in, let alone move to a community that is perceived as unsafe. And without a stable population, East Cleveland might become even more challenged. With that being said, one candidate stands out for her vow to bring reforms to East Cleveland Police, Council President Stevenson. Stevenson argues persuasively and with the authority of long experience in criminal justice work that better pay and fewer officers would lead to less turnover and improved training and hence a better, more efficient, and more accountable police force. King, Austin, Gowdy, Stevenson were all unified in hoping that the new Cuyahoga County Jail could be built in East Cleveland and bring with it jobs and spinoffs. But Stevenson was the only one to call for a full referendum by the citizens should that be proposed for the good of all and especially to foster harmony at City Hall. Stevenson needs to soften some of her edge, but her career experience as a police officer and public administrator make her stand out in this field of admirably committed candidates. East Cleveland's Democratic voters should nominate Corinne C. Stevenson to be the city's next mayor in the September 14th primary. Early voting begins August 17th. So anyway, there you go. That's a powerful statement from Cleveland.com. Very interesting statement itself. As I look at things and have no other further business to attend to, my thing is, I've got the chance to do certain things, have fun, played some Eric Magnus. I guess my thing is, I can get away with playing some Emacs the Image. There were a lot of these legs out there in different events I went to. It was great. Let me at least play this from Cleveland's most hated artist. It was a Big Legs remix. Why not play it? This is the Big Legs remix. The Sheriff curated it. We'll talk to you all next week. Peace.
Yeah. Hey. Hey, yeah. Well, I'm in the club, looking for my girlfriend. She can have big legs, little legs, long hair, short hair. She can be brown skin, light skin.
Short hair, she can be a brown. tan, light skin. She can get it. She can have big legs, a little legs. Light skin, a brown skin. She can be a little girl or a big girl. I don't care, cause she's in my world, yeah.
Pineapple mixed with OJ. I see you, girl. Cleveland curve appeal. Just rock your curves, cause curvy girls rock, no matter your size. I'm a real man. Women please my eyes. Larger, thick, big girl, midget. I mean little person. I take digits. Rayshawn said it best. Saying fun size. Any size girl. Always the right time. Church girl or in clubs. True how I speak. Female Republican. Y'all some freaks. I'm an activist, but this is a fact. First things first, I'm still a man. I'ma treat you right, but here's your self-help. If you're a woman, be proud of yourself. I make statements, ladies, it's true. Emax and Cher, we love you.
In the club, looking for my girlfriend. She can have big legs, long hair, short hair. She can be a brown skin, a light skin. She can get it. She can have big legs, a little legs, light skin, a brown skin. She can be a little girl.
Looking all around. Hey.